Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the one and only Oh No Radio Show. I'm your lovely host. My name is Owen. I'm sitting here with lovely co-host. And his name is Val.
I would like to just address one thing. When did you start becoming a host? I thought you were a producer. You do have a mic stand now, so there's no excuses.
I do have a mic stand. I'm not currently using the mic stand, but because I have a mic stand and you don't, I'm now officially the host, I think.
I think that makes you a producer because now you have free hands.
So what, you're the host?
Well, I thought that was generally... No, we have three hosts.
We've never talked about this before.
We're four hosts, but you're always producer first.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know, we're four hosts, but you're maintaining
producer
position.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Oh No Radio Show. I'm your producer, Owen Butler,
no,
and I'm sitting here with my good friend, Val.
What up, Owen?
Oh, nothing. We're not going to be doing a long show for you guys here today.
Actually, we're cutting this really short.
We're talking probably 5-10 minutes tops.
Yeah, we're just here to update you
guys. We're here to update you and let you know of the status of the Oh No Radio Show.
It's currently on its uphill swing right now.
We're out of the valley. I think we've got these technical issues done. I think we have a reliable computer, a reliable sound system. I think our levels sound great.
And I think that combined with our amount of tuition, which is probably like $120,000, we should have been able to fix this a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily for me, I just happened to come across all this computer stuff. I don't know where it came from.
Your dad died and left us a bunch of shuttle computers.
I can't thank him enough. I can't. I mean, if you knew what some of the skeletons looked like, you'd wonder why even it would keep them.
It was kind of the best thing that ever happened to the podcast. I mean, I know it's an awful thing to say, but I got a mic stand
Mr. P, thank you for passing away.
Yeah, it is sad, of course, that your dad died. And we always acknowledge it. We laugh and we joke, you know, no big deal. But
we can't skip it, man.
Rest in peace, sir.
He was cremated.
Pieces, many pieces,
many,
I guess.
Many pieces. Well, now he's part of the beach, if you will.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know.
Living the life back in the earth. I'd rather be cremated, honestly, than
I'd
buried.
Rather be buried, like, in a burlap sack.
Really?
You know, like 6 feet under. Like just
that's the
like,
way you want to be buried?
Well, no, I mean, I want to be cremated. But if it became inexpensive to buy a you know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be that expensive. They charge a couple $1,000s for it.
Well, I see it as if when I die, I'm going to leave this in my will. It's going to be written on a napkin from Hooters. And
why Hooters? Why not Winghouse?
I don't know. I always liked Hooters wings more. I like the breading. Either way.
I like the boobies.
I'm going to write a little note that's going to say, hey, if I die and you don't have the money to cremate me or throw me in a box and underground, then I have no problem with you throwing me in the trash.
I think that's illegal.
Why?
I'm almost positive.
Why?
I think the mob made it illegal. They also run the waste management system.
Well, what else are you supposed to do if you have zero money and...
I don't know. Payment plans?
Put them in a box in your backyard and just set it on fire?
I think that's illegal too. You know, and that's unfortunate because you should be able to do whatever you want with it, honestly. I mean, just think of what nursing homes do.
You should be able to throw it off a bridge. I want to be taken up in a helicopter over Orlando. And I think
dressed
actually,
in a white tux?
In some like real swank outfit. I don't know. Probably wear it in like maybe...
Like a Roger Moore outfit or something.
Maybe we'll put like, just for fun though, we'll put one of those beer helmet hats on.
Yes.
Put one of those on
me. Shark-infested waters? Would be cool.
I'm actually thinking the funnest way to go would be to be dropped over Disney. like, well, either. Well, there's like a parade going on or something, you know, from a helicopter. They'll swoop
in.
It's
so morbid. You're going
to throw me like into the parade and I'll just like end up on a float and I'll just collapse. You know,
those kids, man, will be
my weekend at Bernie's body. I'll just bounce around, you know,
weekend at Owens. Landing on the Cinderella's palace or whose palace is it?
Cinderella's palace.
I guess so. Snow White palace?
No, it's not Snow White's. Whose castle is? I guess it is Cinderella.
You know what? Why don't we leave it up to our listeners? How about you somehow get back to us and let us know?
If any of you are still listening, I have no idea who the fuck you are. I see these subscribers here and there off the Podbean thing, and Podbean's a great network. It's allowing us to do, you know,
maybe we should do a newsletter too.
Yes, absolutely. That would work. We should set up a mailing list.
Yeah, there's a lot of dedication. We're gonna have to start doing
a lot of dedication. The best thing that we can tell you to do right now, as far as organization for the show, if you are listening, is to join our Facebook.
Yes, we don't have a picture yet,
but we do have a Facebook account.
But there's scheduling problems mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I heard that too. It was like a little.
Yeah, it was a little distortion there on your voice there, Val.
It might have been me rubbing my balls against the microphone.
Stop doing that, dude.
I can't help it. It feels good. It feels salty.
Anything else we really need to talk about, or are we going to call this little 5-minute show and say see you later? I mean, obviously we've been down with technical issues.
Yeah, we're coming back and we're just getting our scheduling together.
We've got a slew of new things coming for you.
Of course, new segments.
Tony's going to be back.
We're probably going to start bringing hookers on the show.
Well, why don't we at least talk about the one new segment that is really solid right
now?
We can hint at it.
We can lure you.
I say we do a test trial. Honestly,
it's only us two though. Saying that. All right.
Okay. How much money would it take? You know, and
I'll listen to this podcast.
The computer's back. There'll be some like ching 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 sounds. I've got a song in mind.
obviously, we're going raw tonight.
Yeah,
or exactly. Dry, if you will.
Dry, if you will. Either way,
we're not dry. We're quite wet. We're quite wet.
Yeah, just put us in this. All right, cool.
We're quite wet.
Yeah, that's about how my brain feels. For like
right now,
voice.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Like, you know, good, you feel like a god. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Or you feel like you're in a big gym by yourself, except for the
coach.
What
would I do in a big gym by
myself? Well, the coach is there with you.
I'd probably use some of those. I'd throw some of those red rubber balls against a wall.
The void balls.
And then I'd play some hoops.
Yeah, you play hoops. You got ups, man.
I'd go to the rafters. And I would shoot as far away from a basket as I could.
Yeah.
I'd throw it.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
Try and get it in the hoop.
Yeah, yeah. So why don't you make the sound of a basketball right now?
So no. How much money would it take, Val? How much money would it take for you to have sex with Hillary Clinton?
I don't know. Is she going to be into it?
Yeah, she wants your dick. She's all over it.
Oh, I could take a couple $100,000 for it. I'd be fine with that.
No, you got to name a price. $250,000? $250,000?
I'll go with $350,000.
Yeah.
I get to wear a condom, so, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's up to you.
I mean, I know nothing's
that's up to your discretion.
Nothing's been in there for a while. I just don't want to pull out
it's
any
like a
cobwebs.
Maybe bats might fly.
Do I get a 2x4?
In fact, that's what Hillary Clinton's.
Do I get a 2x4? Like. Hello.
Hello.
2x4. Do I get a 2x4 to strap across my ass so I don't fall in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
Sure. Whatever you want to do. Well, all right.
Less than half a million.
Further question.
Is this a part B?
Part B. How much money would it take for you to have sex with Sarah Palin?
That's for free, my friend.
You would do it for free.
She gets that favor for free.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Sarah Palin, if you want to have sex with me, just come
on
down.
If you want to have sex, G-golly, with good old Val.
G-golly.
G-golly, good gosh.
How's that Hopi change thing working out?
How's
for
that Hopi change? Oh boy.
How's that cock and vagina thing working out for you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I feel. No, so how much money would it take for you to, well, I mean,
Come on, think of something.
Huh. Well, how much money would it take for you to have sex with Sarah Palin?
Seeing as though I have a girlfriend.
Okay, so hypothetically you were single.
Well, no, hypothetically she would let me do it for the sum of money that we agreed to.
Oh, yeah, what are we agreeing to here? I don't know if I have that kind of cash on me. I might have to get a loan from the government. Does anybody know how to fill out grant papers?
About $100,000.
Wow. That's not bad. That's a good price.
I mean, about $100,000.
She's probably really kinky. But you know what they say about conservatives, man? They're freaks in the bedroom.
She's not a bad looking woman.
No, she's not.
I'd rather have sex with the woman that played her in the porn that they did, Lisa Ann.
Well, yeah, that's because she's a porn artist. Well, you know, I'm telling you.
What do they call them now? They got a special word. I think they're calling them starlets now.
Adult film artist.
No, I think they're using starlet now as the generic term.
Scarlet.
Starlet.
Scarlet. Letter.
Scarlet. Johansson.
Whoa, is she a porn actress?
No, I wish.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I would watch one of her porns. I would tell you that.
You wouldn't
watch
one of her movies, but you'd watch one of her porns.
It does seem that every topic we ever get into somehow leads to porn in some way.
I don't really watch a lot of porn.
Really?
Yeah. I
kind of just.
I don't have a lot of time to.
Here and there.
Yeah, I don't have the internet, you know, so that helps.
Eh, it takes some energy.
I own porn. Don't get me wrong. I own porn.
What do you want it on DVD or?
Yeah, of course. No, VHS. I don't.
I used to have one, but I've never. I mean, it's always just been on the internet.
I actually obtained a Debbie Does Dallas on VHS.
I've seen it. It's not very good.
I know, but it's on VHS. That's gonna be classic. That's gonna be worth something.
You could take that to the Pawn Stars.
Yes.
Thing and you could sell it there probably as an antique.
Yeah, that's right.
Antique porno.
Yes, and then I'd be on TV.
And you'd be on TV.
And then I'd wear a shirt that says, check out Oh No Video Show.
Yep. And then you could pull out your dick.
Naturally, because I'd want to go to jail in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And
are they in Reno? Is it Reno or Las Vegas?
That's a good way to get attention, though.
That's a good point. They really put me on TV that way. It'd be like a Run, Runny, Run.
Like, and you just see like the fat guy Chum Lee. He's all confused.
I've actually never watched that show.
Really?
I've seen clips.
Oh, I love that show. It's addicting. Have you seen Steven Seagal's show?
Every time on The Soup.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that's why it's on The Soup every week.
Exactly.
It's a Steven. They have their own segment. It's a Steven Seagal segment.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, chicks, dude. Is that one of them?
I think so.
Chicks, dude.
There's a lot of good stuff
chick
on The
stuff.
Soup.
That's what it was. Chicks. It's like chick stuff.
Oh, yeah. Chicks. I don't know. I don't really pay that much attention.
It's a little chick. Well, whatever.
Do you like Tosh.0 at all?
I don't watch it, but
I think The Soup is better. Or like, there's one that's more, The Web Soup. Web Soup's very similar. They touch on a lot of the same shit, but you know, it's all web clips.
Well, and that's the thing. It's once The Soup started getting really big, but like, you know, a couple of years. Well, it's been around for about 6 years. Once it started getting rolling, they have a
now
sports
they just do,
soup.
Yeah,
they have
sports,
a soup for everything.
But
it will never compare because Joel.
I think there's a fashion soup as well. What's her name does it? I don't know if it's
Kardashian.
I don't know if it's associated with The Soup brand. I don't think it is, but it's. It might as well be. It's the same, you know, format of show and whatever. It's what's her name? Topanga from Boy Meets
World. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's
Topanga.
Chick watches it. It's on all the
time.
I was
surprised Chick watches it. Chick. Hey, Chick. Get me a beer.
That's right. That's the way I roll.
You're closer to the kitchen.
Exactly. Well, anyway, folks, I think we need to wrap this thing up. We've done 15 minutes, Val.
Hey, man. And we didn't even have a topic or anything. We just winged this thing. We winged this whole thing.
And surprise, surprise.
I'm actually in Maui right now.
At least we know that this system is working.
Yes.
And
you can't even hear it.
Yeah.
Well, I can barely. I could.
What are you talking about?
Not in the headphones.
Oh, you have bad headphone feed?
No, I have good headphone feed. I'm fine. Oh. I'm saying this is good. This is working.
Yeah.
It's like you can barely hear. I mean, you can hear the fan.
Oh, you're talking about the computer being loud and all.
Oh, it's not that loud though.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever.
We'll just turn off your mic a lot more.
Fuck it. I've got a mic stand now, so it's going to be further away from the computer. Realistically, the mic will be here, you know?
Because you had the other computer over on this side, so the mic should be more over here.
The mic will be like over here.
Because you're always over.
But it'll be out of the way of that computer. I mean, we can.
See, I always thought that about my cock, but it's just so big, and I just. Oh, right. There's nowhere. Yeah. As soon as I get in front of that computer, boom.
On that note. I think we need to play some music and get out of here. For Tony, for Brian, for Alex the Mute, for everyone that has been dealing with all of this bullshit that we've consistently been going through.
Yes, but has consistently been there.
Brian,
one show, oh, man, he went through that whole show 10 minutes,
that's
man.
That's right. Well, we don't really want to talk about that, but either way, we thank you for dealing with everything that you've gone through, and we promise you the Ono
Next
Radio
week.
Show is coming back. Big thanks to all our fans, all three of you out there, and to wrap things up, this is William Shatner with Common People. Hang on, it's playing off my iPod here.
I think you were singing it with
Brady. There it is.
She studied sculpture at St. Mark's.
Have a good evening.
That's where I...
Good night, Orlando.
Good night, Orlando. We'll be back sometime soon, and
she told
hopefully
me
early
that
next
her dad
week.
Was
so.
Loaded.
We
said,
love you.
In that case, I'll have a
this
rum
has been
Coca-Cola.
Another edition of
said,
the Oh No Radio Show.
Time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. Just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair. Pretend you never went to school, but still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw, cause there's nothing else to do.
Else to do.
You think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out. Cause everybody hates a tourist.
Cause everybody hates a tourist. Especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out the back.
You will never understand.
Never.
climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all.